After a summer of sleeping in and doing things on our own time, that first day of school back from break can be a rude awakening, not just for the kids, but really for the whole family. So no matter if you're heading to a new school or if you're going back to the old one, heading back to school signals just a time of transition. There are new classes, there are new teachers, new schedules. But guess what? Dread it or love it, you have to go to school. So how do we help our kids and ourselves make this transition as smooth as possible? Joining me live in studio today to talk more about this is Jane Crum, a licensed clinical social worker. Welcome to the program, Jane.
Hey, thank you.
So this is an exciting time of year, but it's an anxious time of year.
Absolutely.
So, you know, how do we prepare for this first? I mean, we're in the midst of it. You know, the Boise School District started Monday, West Ada, other districts started today. And that first week seems to be okay.
Right.
And then it doesn't.
Yeah, it's a rough transition back. And so I think one of the things we need to do is just help our kids know that it's okay to feel worried, and it's okay if they don't too. Some kids really think that you know, it's okay that they feel really strong and they're really ready to go back. But other kids are really worried, and I actually think that most of the kids are really worried, and some of them are just acting tough. So they get back into that school routine, and they're back in that classroom, and they are all feeling like, oh, who are all those new kids? And will my teacher like me? And or will they not? And what about those kids that don't like me and don't accept me? And are other kids feeling afraid too? And what if I'm not smart? So they have all that anxiety and I'm not going to fit in, and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
And that can even happen if you're going back to your same school because you have a new teacher. Mm-hmm. And depending upon your grade, it can be a whole new routine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everything's, yeah. Yeah. And what about the kid last year that I got in a fight with at the end of the year? Are they going to forget? Are they going to still be mad at me and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, they held on to it
all summer long. Right? And yeah.
So what do we do then? Because what I notice with my kids is that these emotions come out in different ways.
Right.
And with, you know, one of my kids, it happens right away. With one of my other kids, it's maybe a couple of weeks into school when I think, like, we've got this. Like, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
And then a month down the road, it's not.
Right.
Is that pretty typical?
It's really typical. So some kids can say, yeah, I'm really worried about it and I want to talk about it. Other kids don't talk about it at all. Some kids will cry and get upset. Other kids are just mad, and you'll find them hitting somebody, one of the other kids.
Or one of their siblings
house.
Or something.
One of their
like
siblings,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Some kids can't sleep. Other kids will start sleeping all the time. So part of it is to say, hey, what is going on? And it is okay if something's going on, and to talk about it.
So what's normal emotions around the back-to-school transition? And I ask that because when should we, as parents, be concerned about this? Because if your kid comes home crying, or if they cry before school and you're a couple of days into school, as a parent, we're automatically like, oh my gosh, what? Mm-hmm. Is there something wrong? I have to go talk to the teacher. I have to go talk to the principal.
Yeah.
So when, you know, when is it
when
normal
is it enough?
And when isn't, yeah. You know, when should we actually intervene, I guess?
Right. Well, I think that to talk with kids about what's going on and then to help them normalize it is probably the best start. So to say, no, really, do tell me what are you thinking and what's happening. And a lot of times they're saying, well, that kid really doesn't like me, or that kid's hurting me, or those kinds of things. Really just to spend some time talking about that and kind of to tease it out and to kind of say, well, what do you think their side of the story is? And, well, really, what's your side? And really, what do you think happened? That's a good thing to spend some time on before you really hit the panic button, because there's always two sides and that kind of thing. But if you see sort of a pattern of, oh, my kid really is having trouble, then to maybe take some time to talk to the teacher, then that's important. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times kids are really thinking that this kid really doesn't like them, when maybe that kid's just looking at them funny, that kind of thing.
So, and what about something like if they're having an issue within the classroom, maybe with not connecting with a teacher?
Oh, yeah. Well,
right? I mean, that's hard
that's
sometimes.
That's really hard sometimes. And so part of what we need to do is to help them understand that, yeah, that sometimes takes a little while. And, you know, sometimes we feel like that teacher doesn't like us. So What's that about for you? Why do you think that teacher, what's going on? What makes you feel that way? And to help them say, you know, to look at different options of talking to that teacher, mm-hmm. or to maybe say what makes you feel that way, and how does that teacher relate to you? Do you think, are you raising your hand? What does that teacher just do that with everybody? What do you think? And a lot of times kids just feel like the teacher doesn't like them because the school routine is really different than the home routine. Mm-hmm. So it depends on how old the kiddo is. Sometimes first, second, third graders just don't really want to be back in school, and so that's really hard. Now as kids get older, sometimes a teacher has a gruff manner and they don't like that, and then they have to learn that teacher's pretty gruff with classrooms, and some teachers aren't as friendly as other teachers, so then we have to learn about that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do start feeling like that teacher is just really hard on your child, then that becomes really a tough issue, because sometimes we have to learn that, you're going to have to learn to deal with a teacher that isn't as kind to you. Or once in a while, we want to move a child out of a classroom where it really is a problem, but that's pretty rare. I mean, really, really rare. And that doesn't, you know, we have to learn to get along with people we don't mesh with sometimes, and so that's pretty rare that happens.
I'm speaking with Jane Crum. She's a licensed clinical social worker. We're talking about how to transition our kids back to school. If you have any questions or comments, you can always email us, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Tweet us, KBSX91.5. Use the hashtag IdahoMatters. And it's interesting, Jane, because, excuse me, one of the things that we talk about with our kids is, you know what? You're not going to get along with everybody.
Right.
Not everybody's going to like you. And even when you grow up and have a job,
right,
you might not mesh with a boss. That doesn't mean you're not doing your job. It actually doesn't even mean they don't like you. But that's really hard for
a
kid
hard
to understand.
Yeah, it's really hard. So they can come home and maybe work with you and practice what happened in class and practice what they might want to do differently next time, that kind of thing, to feel a little mm-hmm. better. But in terms of understanding, hey, maybe this is a teacher, maybe this is the year I got the teacher I don't really like that much.
Right, which happens sometimes.
It does happen.
Okay, so then what about the kids who don't talk, who keep everything inside?
Yes,
not that I would know anything about that with one of my kids. But
yes.
I mean, that's really challenging, especially when you're transitioning mm-hmm. back to school and there's just a rage of emotion going
on. Right. So those kids, I think what we do is when they come home and we know they're not talking, maybe we spend some time with them, you know, at night, like reading a story. I mean, one of the things I think is really helpful for, you know, even through sixth grade, kids love to be read to. So maybe we might read a story or talk about a situation where we might kind of know kind of intuitively or have some ideas about what we think they might be going through. So we might want to kind of tell about a time when things were hard for us and maybe kind of invite discussion. Sometimes that helps. Sometimes going for a walk with that kiddo and saying, hey, how are things going? And they might not tell us much, but they might at least know that we care. Making sure that they're drinking enough water and eating healthy food and
getting enough sleep.
Getting enough sleep. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So paying attention to that. But, you know, we know that walking or moving and getting a little exercise really helps with anxiety reduction. So even though they're not talking, making sure that they're, you know, staying in some kind of routine that they're comfortable with. So not doing too many activities, but doing like one or two things besides school that help them feel good about themselves and have interests. That's a good thing to do. Like I said, as long as it's not too many things, that's really useful. Because sometimes kids don't feel great about school in general anyway, but if they have another interest or our hobby that they really do feel good about, it helps them get through school. Because when the routine of school comes back, kids like to have something that they really enjoy besides school.
That they can look forward to.
That they can look forward to. And if they can have that, that's pretty useful.
Well, I appreciate all of this. I feel like I just got a free therapy session.
Oh, yeah.
All parents need them sometimes, I swear. I'd like to thank my guest today, Jane Crum. She's a licensed clinical social worker with St. Luke's. Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Talking about how to transition our kiddos back to school and, you know, ease parents' anxiety at the same time.